With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Former Montana Congressman and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has filed election paperwork indicating he is interested in running for the second U.S. House seat awarded to the state. Zinke filed Thursday to organize a campaign committee. The district's boundaries have not been set. Zinke could not be reached for comment. He is a former U.S. Navy SEAL who served in the Montana Senate from 2009 to 2013 and was Montana's lone U.S. House member from 2015 to 2017, before then-President Donald Trump appointed him to head the Department of Interior. Yellowstone National Park will kickstart a three-month-long pilot project testing automated shuttles in the park starting next month. The self-driving shuttle program will begin May 24th and will service the Canyon Village Campground, visitor services, and adjoining visitor lodging area. According to a press release from park officials, Yellowstone was chosen to start this pilot because of its remoteness and popularity. The shuttles are electric, operate at low speeds, and will have a trained operator on board at all times, capable of taking control at any time. Officials plan to spend several weeks testing the shuttles on-site before visitors are able to ride the shuttles. According to a press release, roadways and parking in Yellowstone's most popular areas are over capacity by 20% during peak season, and a hope from this pilot program is to help reduce congestion in the park. The pilot will begin May 24th and run through August 31st. The 67th session of the Montana Legislature has come to an end. In the final days, the body passed policies to regulate and tax marijuana sales, spend $2 billion in federal stimulus funds, and budget state spending over the next 2 years. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
The 2021 legislative session started under historic circumstances. The COVID-19 pandemic created a public health crisis and economic concerns. Montana Republicans came in having picked up 10 seats, making their majority ironclad, and a Republican governor would hold the executive office for the first time in 16 years. The legislature ended its session 10 days ahead of their 90-day deadline. Republican lawmakers spent the mandate they say voters gave them by cutting roughly $140 million in tax revenue, passing socially conservative bills to restrict access to abortion and regulate transgender rights, and restrict the powers of local public health and the executive during an emergency. The Republican majority proved powerful in steamrolling priorities from the other side of the aisle, but Democrats were able to advance policies to expand broadband access in Montana and successfully pushed back bills targeting unions. Although lawmakers have finished their work, the fate of many bills is still up in the air as they move to the governor's desk for consideration. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
U.S. officials say they will consider in coming years whether to reintroduce wild bison to a million-acre federal wildlife refuge in central Montana. Such a move would be at odds with Republicans in the state who have sought to limit where bison can roam. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plans beginning in July to engage tribes and stakeholders on the topics of bison and bighorn sheep reintroductions on the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge. Bison historically roamed the area but were wiped out by overhunting across most of North America in the late 19th century. Montana lawmakers have approved amendments proposed by Governor Greg Gianforte to a bill aimed at preventing discrimination based on vaccine status. The amendments appear to address concerns about the bill raised by healthcare organizations. The bill would prohibit employers from requiring vaccinations as a condition of employment. Gianforte's amendment clarifies that employees can volunteer their vaccine records and that employers can take reasonable accommodations, such as requiring masks for people who are not vaccinated or don't divulge their vaccine status. Nursing homes are exempt from the bill if compliance would violate federal guidance. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Peyton Butler.